you have to put up with a certain amount of cheek in most jobs, and veterinary practice is no exception. Even now I can recall the glaring face of Rolf Beamish, the racehorse trainer, as he watched me getting out of my car. "Where's Mr. Farnan?" he grunted. My toes curled. I had heard that often enough, especially among the horse fraternity around Derby. "I'm sorry, Mr. Beamish, but he'll be away all day, and I thought I'd better come along rather than leave it till tomorrow." He made no attempt to hide his disgust. He blew out his fat purple cheeks, dug his hands deep in his breeches pockets, and looked at the sky with a martyred air. "Well, come on then." He turned and stumped away on his short, thick legs towards one of the boxes which bordered the yard. I sighed inwardly as I followed him.